This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police say that East Las Vegas has reopened following a train derailment. Eight cars carrying military vehicles left the track south of Circle yesterday evening. No injuries were reported. Springs police say that heavy side road activity though will likely to cause delays along that area of Las Vegas for the next few days.
The gruesome discovery at a Southern Colorado funeral home could lead to new state regulations for mortuary education and licensing. More than 100 improperly stored bodies were found at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose last week after reports of a terrible smell coming from the area. Investigators say it could take 6 to 8 weeks to identify all the bodies and notify family members. Unlike other states, Colorado does not have minimum education or training requirements for funeral home license holders. The president of the Colorado Funeral Directors Association said that he's already received calls from state lawmakers about tightening state licensing requirements following last week's discovery.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has set up a tip line for the Suzanne Morphew case. Suzanne went missing after she went on a bike ride in Chaffee County along Mother's Day of 2020. At least that's what was initially reported. There's been no evidence confirming that it was a bike ride. The recent discovery of remains in Sawatch County has brought increased attention to the case. Suzanne's husband, Barry, previously charged in connection with her disappearance, although charges against him were later withdrawn. Anyone with information on Suzanne's case now encouraged to contact the tip line 719-312-7530. Tips can also be emailed to the CBI as well.
The suspect in the death of a parole officer in Colorado Springs is telling investigators he thought he was being robbed when she approached his vehicle. Justin Kula spoke to police after the September 29th death of parole officer Christine Guerin Sandoval. His arrest affidavit shows that he told officers that he'd been using heroin and meth in his car before the approach of Sandoval and another parole officer. Kula went on to say that he thought the armed officers were trying to rob him, which is why he backed out of a parking lot at high speed, killing Sandoval. Kula is facing multiple charges, including manslaughter and assault. Funeral services for Officer Guerin Sandoval were held yesterday at the Praise Assembly Church in Pueblo. While her family and friends were devastated, they remain grateful for the moments they got to spend with her.
I want to thank you so much for loving me, even when I couldn't love myself. I will keep your promise and always watch over the kids. And I love you, sister, until I see you again.
The suspect in the shooting of another police officer in Pueblo says he's not sure why he chose to pull the trigger. Deon Council Rivera was arrested last Wednesday after he shot an officer in the shoulder while police were investigating a domestic violence report. A second shot struck the officer's ballistic vest. Council Rivera told police that he has anger issues along with ADHD and even considered taking his own life before eventually surrendering to police. He's now been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder, multiple counts of assault, domestic violence, and menacing.
A new campaign is being launched by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. The statewide campaign is called Let's Talk Guns Colorado, and it aims to help reduce gun violence and promote firearm safety. KRDO's Carolyn Felling has more.
Campaign topics include a range of gun safety laws and best practices related to the safe storage of firearms, like, for instance, how to report a lost or stolen firearm or how to request an extreme risk protection order. The campaign will also include information on how people can access mental health and substance use treatment and support, including suicide prevention services. According to the CDPHE, there were more than 6,000 firearm deaths among Colorado residents between 2016 and 2022. Among those deaths, around 72% were intentional self-harm incidents or suicides, and 23% were assaults or homicides.
That was KRDO's Carolyn Felling reporting. And Governor Polis also wanting to put together a new state panel to advise lawmakers when it comes to criminal justice policy. Polis issuing an executive order yesterday forming a task force to temporarily replace the Colorado Commission on Criminal and Juvenile Justice. The commission was shut down earlier this year when state lawmakers refused to reauthorize it. Polis is giving his task force until March 1st to come up with recommendations on a replacement for that commission.
Mainly sunny and warm once again this afternoon. Then some cooler temperatures arrive by Thursday and Friday. But this afternoon, we'll see highs in the mid-70s. Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo. And winds are going to be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.